And welcome into a very special game plan. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, I decided to record this one a little early, just like we did with all of our shows here this week. Wanted to just get the information out to you guys where you guys can prepare for this weekend and obviously prepare for tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving to all, and hope everybody has a great holiday. As always, we are jam-packed with tons and tons of fun things to talk about. I'm going to start by talking about those KSU Owls. I think you guys know about the KSU Owls, right? Yeah. Otherwise known as the Big South Champions. Say that again. Big South Champions. That trophy looks nice. I need to post those pictures, by the way. Took a handful of pictures of the game from Saturday. Shout out to Jake Darrow for doing such a fantastic job at the press conference and in the media booth. He has done a fantastic job this year, and I appreciate his effort, and I know everybody else does as well. Shout out to John Bednarowski for holding down the fort up in the media booth, and he's with the Marietta Daily Journal. We're going to try to get him on sometime. Fantastic guy, and you know, all the rest of the guys up there. Appreciate all your work. It's been a fun year, and it's not over, because this weekend is the first playoff game in Owls history. It's the FCS playoffs, and they host the Samford Bulldogs. I believe they're the Bulldogs. Doesn't really matter what they are. They host Samford, and here's the weird thing. This has all come full circle, because the first game of the year for the KSU Owls, and the only blemish on the record, the reason why they're 10-1 and not 11-0, is very early in the season. They went to Samford and lost that game 28-23. Very good game. Very close. Let's go over, see if we can get some of those stats. Here we go. Here's some of the things you need to know about that game. Chandler Burks actually threw 22 passes, 10 of which were completions for 225. He threw a lone interception. Jake McKenzie was 1 for 2. He actually threw a touchdown. Bronson Rexsteiner had 64 yards. Chandler Burks rushed for 63. McKenzie 48. TJ Reed 40. Holland, Shaquille Terry, and Sam Outlaw all added to it as well. Justin Sumter had 3 catches for 86 yards. Bronson Rexsteiner actually caught 2 passes for 73 yards. Xavier Harper got in on it. You know, spread the ball out a little bit. Devlin Hodges for them was a big difference. He's the quarterback. He had 16 completions, 241 yards, 1 interception, and 4 total touchdowns. And I do believe that had a lot to do with the way this game played out. I mean, Kennesaw even ran 85 total plays to 59 for Samford. But, you know, this was a... just a fantastic game. Unfortunately, it didn't end the way we may have wanted it to. But you get your chance to rectify that this weekend, 2 p.m. It's going to be on ESPN3, or you can go to 5th Third Bank Stadium. A lot of places there. But before we get into there we go. Having technical difficulties. I think everybody's having them today. But before we get into the stats from the Monmouth win, we'll go ahead and get into those. And of course, we were able to pick up the victory 52-21. It seemed like Monmouth, the Hawks, never gave up. I want to put that out there. They didn't give up. 52-21 would suggest maybe they did. They didn't. But about midway through the third quarter, it seemed to me they were trying everything they could, Kennesaw always seemed to have an answer or a way to subdue what they were trying to do. And it just seems like the last wins of in the sales, so to say, were just leaving them. They just had nothing left in the tank, no gas left in the tank. I'm not saying they're winded or out of shape or nothing like that. No, it's just sometimes no matter how hard you try, it's just stacked against you. And I thought they did a very good job and represented themselves as one of the top teams in the conference and in FCS. And I don't know if they got a playoff berth or not. But if not, that's a shame because this team here, either one of these teams, can wreck somebody in the playoffs, and we're gonna definitely see that. Kenji Bahar, remember I said one thing we needed to do was to flush him out of the pocket. Well, we did, a little bit. He threw two interceptions, 212 yards. He was sacked once. He was knocked around a lot. They did have a rusher, a Guerrero, who on 19 attempts gained 141 yards and he had two touchdowns. Sean Clark also had a rush touchdown for them. But yeah, this is or also had a touchdown for them. Yeah, this is no joke. This team's no joke. Their backup running back actually got hurt, and I'm not sure if he came back in. But as far as the receivers, they got a handful of guys that they can catch a lot. Jake Powell and Guerrero. You know, some of those guys, they were really good. But had nothing they could do about people like Chandler Burks, who was 6-for-8 for 114 and a touchdown. That might be one of the most consistently great games he's had. Now, he's thrown for more, and he's thrown more in different categories there. But 6-for-8, that's 75%. All his passes went somewhere. As far as rushing, of course, Chandler led with 131 and four total touchdowns. T.J. Reed had one. Shaquille Terry had one. Just overall team effort. I could name the usual suspects. You guys know all the yards were all over the board. We were able to run between the tackles, between the tackle and guards, between the center, and just run pretty much up the middle or on the edges or almost about wherever we wanted to. Pretty consistently. Justin Sumter had a big day, including a huge 36-yard touchdown haul in from Chandler Burks. It was a beauty of a play. And Xavier Harper had 49 yards receiving. Bronson Recksteiner actually caught a pass as well. Just shows the versatility of these guys. Bronson Armstrong had another strip sack, and he was excited by that. He's always excited. He's fun. You guys don't get to see him at these press conferences. He's a lot of fun. You would think maybe he would be like Gronk or something like that, but no, I guess he's more J.J. Watt than he is Gronkowski. He's a big driving force, and he's pretty quiet and laid back. It's fun. It's fun talking to him. Other tackles for a loss was Izzy Sam and Anthony Gore. The interceptions went to Anthony Gore and Paris Bostic. The lone quarterback hit was Tremaine Trawick on top of, obviously, the sack. Bryson also had 10 total tackles. Izzy Sam, Anthony Gore, Brenton Wimberly getting in on it. Taylor Hinkle getting in on it. You know, Jace White, these guys that we just hear occasionally. Everybody was in on it. This was a true team effort. This is what happens when you play four total quarters. It ain't just that you put up so many points. It's not that. It's just when you play a complete game, you control the game. There's something else I was going to look at. Justin Thompson had another stellar performance. His kickoffs are fantastic. Plus, he had a 23-yarder to put some more points on the board. But yeah, just overall team effort. That's what happens. Overall team effort. But 52-21 in the game that meant the championship. Like I said, I'll say it again towards the end, but this Saturday at Fifth Third Bank Stadium, ESPN3 is going to be on 106.3 and 12:30 a.m. as well. You guys know that. Samford with a chance to rectify that loss. It was a Thursday game, but rectify that loss years ago. I mean, not years ago. Early this year. It's going to be fun. I also want to tell you that 17 of your Kennesaw State Owls, of our Kennesaw State Owls, were honored as they are a part of the 2017 Big South All-Conference teams, which were announced just this Tuesday by the conference office. In addition, head coach Brian Bohannon garnered the Big South Coach of the Year honor. Maybe a little biased here, but I don't know who else would have got. I mean, for what he said about the Monmouth coach, yeah, the Monmouth guy did fantastic too, because they were a mess until that guy got there. But Coach Bohannon, you absolutely deserve this, and congratulations on that. And this was a league-high 10 first-team selections and 7 second-team honorees. Let me just go over some of these guys. Well, I'm going to start with Chandler Burks first. The junior quarterback is Offensive Player of the Year and Scholar Athlete of the Year for the Big South. So there's two already. Redshirt freshman linebacker Bryson Armstrong got Co-Freshman of the Year. I don't know who could have had a better campaign than he did, but you know what? I'll take it, and I know he would too. Here's your first team selections. You got quarterback Chandler Burks. You got wide receiver Justin Sumter. You got offensive lineman Zach Mitchler. Offensive lineman C.J. Collins. Defensive lineman Desmond Johnson Jr. Bryson Armstrong. Linebacker Anthony Gore Jr. Linebacker Izzy Sam. Defensive back Taylor Hinkle. And kicker Justin Thompson. Congratulations to those guys. And also, running back Jake McKenzie, offensive lineman Joseph Alexander Jr., offensive lineman Ryan Warrior, offensive lineman Matt Frank, long snapper Drew McCracken. Yeah, there's an unspoken hero right there. A lot of credit needs to go to that long snapper because there wasn't hardly any mishaps whatsoever all year long. Defensive back Jace White and defensive lineman Tenarius Portress all got second team nods. Now, let me just throw this out here. There are three starting offensive linemen on the second team. The other two offensive linemen were named to the first team. Yeah, that's right, Kennesaw fans. Your entire offensive line, starting offensive line, are first team or second team, all Big South. Is that not crazy? That's unbelievable. Not to mention that you got your starting quarterback, your top wide receiver, and one of your top running backs on top of this great defense. I mean, we could just go back and forth on this defense. But yeah, this, you know, congratulations to all of them. That's outstanding. And, you know, I just want to say this because Monmouth was so good. A handful of their guys got named to these teams too, so I'm going to go ahead and, you know, Pete Guerrero, the running back. That guy's a redshirt freshman from Monmouth. Reggie White Jr., a wide receiver, and a redshirt junior from Monmouth. Jake Powell, the tight end. Alex Thompson, the offensive lineman. And Ryan Wetzel, the offensive lineman. Any of the other ones? Yeah. Mike Basile, senior. Mike Basile, who was a senior, sorry, is a defensive back. Teddy Martinez. These are all the guys I talked about during the pregame show. And for kick returning and punt returning, Pete Guerrero and Kamal Dumas. You know, congratulations to those guys. And you can see the whole list at KSUOwls.com, or you can go to the Big South website and look that up as well. Seems like they're geared up. Seems like they're excited. So, you know, more power to them. Now, without further ado, like I said, this is going to be a quick show today, possibly. We'll throw some things out there real quick. I'm going to talk about our Georgia State Panther football team. They were on the bye week this week. They won the bye, and yes, there is a way to win the bye because there's many ways to lose it. They won the bye week. They will actually play. Their next game is Saturday versus Appalachian State, which is, in a technicality way, for the Sun Belt crown. It's a four-way tie at the top with them, Appalachian State, Arkansas State, and Troy. And there's only two games left. There's this one, and there's next week versus Idaho for us. And if we were able to win out, we'd be in a real good spot. And that opens up a lot of other bowl opportunities and some other things. But that game's going to be this Saturday, like I said, at 2 p.m. at Petit Field, otherwise known as Georgia State Stadium. First place for the Sun Belt's on the line. And here's another thing. This team has won not only three straight, but six of their last seven under Coach Elliott, who is in his first year. Is that not incredible? He has done some fantastic things here. And they're bowl eligible for only the second time in 3 years, and the second time in the history of the program. This game's going to also be on ESPN3. You can also listen on the Georgia State Radio Network, 1340 AM, 103.7 FM, and WARS 88.5 FM. You got Dave in the booth, Dave Cohen, in his 35th season as voice of the Panthers. Wow. That's amazing. Home team Brandon Leak and Harper LaBelle will be joining him in the booth as always. Sam Crenshaw on the sideline. And shout out to engineer Rick Shaw for holding all the technical stuff down up in the booth as well. That dude's great. I think he was on one of our other live shows we did. We'll be doing a live pregame show, probably be doing a halftime show, and we'll definitely be doing a postgame show. And I will be joined actually by one of our Impact Media fantastic people, Carl Culkin. We're gonna have some fun stuff. We're still working on exactly what we're gonna do, but first time that we'll have two Impact Media guys in the house. Of course, next week we'll have John Watts joining me for the Idaho game. That should be a lot of fun too. But this should be a lot of fun. The weird thing about this team, and I've just got to say some of these, is five of the six victories have came on the road. Yeah, it's kind of weird. But whatever works. But they did beat Georgia Southern and Texas State, and they are known as big-time performers. And those were close, but I think us against Appalachian State is going to be fun. But also, before we get into talking about this Appalachian State game, shout out to men's basketball coach Ron Hunter, who got career win number 400, and him and the basketball squad are out in Vegas currently. Congratulations to all you guys for all the things you guys have been doing this year. The basketball team is off to a great start, and you guys are really holding it down, so definitely appreciate that. See if we can get these other things pulled up here. Technical difficulties as always. Here we go. Now, things you need to know. Head coach Scott Satterfield is going to have Appalachian State ready to go, but our head coach Sean Elliott is going to be fantastic. In fact, these two guys know each other a good bit. Coach Elliott was a Appalachian State assistant from 97 to 2009 before going to South Carolina. And Coach Satterfield was an assistant for Appalachian State from 98 to 2008, and also in 2012 before, I believe, ultimately taking over the program. And he's done some good stuff. Plus, that's a beautiful campus up there. If you get a chance to see it, by far, go see it. Tyler Lamb is still their quarterback. Tyler Lamb is a good quarterback. He has thrown more touchdowns than Connor Manning. Connor has thrown for more yards. And they've both thrown a handful of interceptions. Those kinds of things happen. To be fair, App State does have a little bit more of a run game, but not much, because ours has evolved as much as it has. We definitely get the nod with top receivers, because Penny Hart is 39 yards shy of 1,000, and he has 8 total touchdowns. Those numbers are going up. There's a chance he ends up with 1,000 yards total and 10 touchdowns, and that's going to be something else. I can find this stat I'm looking for here. Here we go. All right, Taylor Lamb has played in all 10 games. He's thrown 4 interceptions, as I said. He's thrown 21 touchdowns. The guy can play. He can play. But so can his counterpart, Connor Manning. See if we can get this to pull up. I had it and then lost it. Here we go. Connor Manning in 9 games. Remember, we played one less because of the hurricane. He is 102 yards away from 2,500 this year. He's thrown 13 touchdowns, including a 71 yarder that was a thing of beauty. Aaron Winchester is actually 6 for 9. He's thrown the lone interception, but yeah, this is going to be a great matchup, and we will preview it a lot better beforehand with the pregame report, as I said. But hey, you get your choice this week of fantastic game or fantastic game. You can go out to KSU at 35th Third Bank Stadium at 2 o'clock on Saturday to watch them take on the Samford Bulldogs. It's on ESPN3 as well, among all the other places I mentioned before. Or you can head on up to Petit Field at Georgia State Stadium and watch the Panthers take on Appalachian State, the Mountaineers, for first place, potential lone first place, in the Sun Belt with one game remaining after this. That's 2 p.m. start there. Like I said, myself and Carl Culkin will both be at the Georgia State game. Either one of these games are going to be fantastic, so I implore you to definitely check those out and... You know, this is what a great week. We got one team on their way to their second bowl game of all time, the other team in their first playoff game, and hosting it at that, and also the reigning Big South champions at the same time. So, you know, exciting week here for us here at Impact Media. Super exciting week for all you guys, the fans. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate all you guys tuning in to us. But for everybody here at Impact Media, we will see you guys next week. Go Owls. Go Panthers.